This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. The American Red Cross has issued a national blood crisis declaration for only the second time in its history, citing critically low blood supplies across the country. Health officials are urging eligible donors to schedule appointments as hospitals continue to rely on steady donations to care for trauma patients, those undergoing surgery, and individuals receiving cancer treatments. The Red Cross says even a small increase in donors at local blood drives could help strengthen the nation's blood inventory. In a vote of 2-5, Huron County Commissioners rejected a pay increase for one department during Tuesday's county meeting. During the meeting, a review of positions and wages in the clerk's office suggested a pay increase for three positions in the clerk's office, retroactive to January 1, 2026. While discussing the proposed increase, Commissioner John Hunt said he received several complaints about issues with the clerk's office, not providing service, not responding in a timely fashion, and mistakes being made. According to Hunt, he has told several municipalities in Huron County who need answers turn to the clerks in Tuscola and Sanilac counties. Clerk Lori Neal denied the accusations, and that was the first she had heard about the issues with her office. Hunt stressed that more training and better customer service is badly needed. Commissioner Kurt Geiger agreed giving raises were not warranted when there were so many issues with the office and complaints. Some of the issues with that department include wrong wording on ballots, payroll mistakes, and reimbursements owed not being made. In May, errors in payroll resulted in four Huron County Sheriff Sergeants being overpaid that had to be corrected, and issues with two municipalities not receiving payments for the last national election are still unresolved. And Michigan's establishing a new silver alert system to help locate missing seniors and vulnerable adults who may be at risk because of conditions such as dementia. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed legislation creating a statewide alert program this week. Similar to the Amber Alert system, silver alerts will send emergency notifications to cell phones in targeted areas when qualifying adults are reported missing. Supporters say the new system will provide a faster way to enlist the public's help during the critical first hours after someone disappears. According to the Alzheimer's Association, 6 in 10 people living with dementia will wander at some point, making rapid response especially important. The Michigan State Police will be responsible for developing and implementing the new Silver Alert program. While the law is now in effect, officials say the alert system will not be operational until the state completes its rollout. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, and the Ford Summer Sales Event is officially on. Right now, through July 31st, select Ford models qualify for 0% financing for 3 years, plus $1,000 bonus cash. That's on the Bronco Sport, Bronco, Explorer, Ranger, and the F-150. And if you're leasing, these payments are the real deal. Drive a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for just $398 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Step up to the full-size 2026 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4, only $478 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Move your family into a 2026 Explorer active with leather 4x4 $463 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Or get America's best-selling truck, the 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 with the 2.7 EcoBoost, just $516 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Summer savings and a hometown service you only get are here at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Payments are using A to Z plan pricing. 10,500 miles per year, $2,000 due at signing on 3 and 4 year terms with trade-in assist and lease renewal. No security deposit required. Current offers end July 31st, 2026.
Here are your obituaries for this hour. Mary E. Summerline, 83 of Ubley, passed away Friday, July 24th in Bay City, Michigan. She was born on July 25th, 1942. Mary was united in marriage to George D. Rusty Summerline of Detroit on June 23rd, 1962. Mary is survived by her sons George, Greg, 4 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. A private burial with the immediate family will take place at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And Robert Joseph Copenhagen, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away July 23, 2026. Robert was born on March 23, 1943 in Richmond, Michigan. Robert Copenhagen and Betty Distelrath were united in marriage on October 9, 1965 in St. Clair, Michigan. Robert is survived by his 4 children, Don, Pamela, Dean, and Stephen. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A private celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And John T. Moore of Kindy passed away peacefully on July 28, 2026. John was born in Bad Axe, Michigan on May 8, 1939. He married the love of his life, Margaret Fisher, in 1962. She succeeds him as well as 3 children. He is also survived by 7 grandchildren, along with 6 great-grandchildren and 2 more on the way. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered in care of Margaret Moore to be used to support educational opportunities for students. Mass of Christian burial will be held on Saturday, August 1st at 11 a.m. at St. Michael Catholic Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held on Friday, July 23rd, 2026 at McAlpine Gage Chapel in Kindy from 2 to 8 p.m. and also on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
The Thumb is always busy, and there's one place to keep up with it all. Thumbnet.net's community calendar. Thumbnet.net's community calendar brings together events from communities throughout the Thumb, including festivals, fundraisers, entertainment, and much more. Planning your weekend or promoting a local event? Start with Thumbnet.net, available anytime on your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Thumbnet Community Calendar, where the Thumb comes together.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The Federal Reserve has voted to keep interest rates unchanged as central bank officials evaluate the trajectory of inflation alongside steady job growth. In a formal policy statement, Fed Chair Jerome Powell noted that while progress on cooling consumer prices remains encouraging, persistent housing costs warrant a cautious approach. Financial markets reacted with mild gains as investors absorbed the decision. Economists say the holding pattern suggests the central bank is aiming for a soft landing, balancing borrowing costs against long-term growth as corporate earning reports roll in for the second quarter. And overnight missile strikes targeted key energy facilities and civilian infrastructure across Ukrainian provinces, causing widespread electrical blackouts and Western regional hubs. Emergency crews are working around the clock to clear debris and restore power grids. International allies condemn the escalation, renewing for calls accelerated delivery of advanced air defense munitions to provide critical civilian energy grids. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through the Bayport Fish Festival: Tim Fritz Farm Bureau of Bad Axe, Seabuing Ace Hardware of Seabuing, Lee's Landscaping, Fin and Feather Marine, Bayport Fish Company, Bayport State Bank, and Wallace Stone Quarry, all of Bayport. Other sponsors include Jack McCain Plumbing and Heating and Bayport Chamber, both of Bayport.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.